run away from here. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like it's just keep getting harder to find? And all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Meet Time Magazine's Person of the Year. It's Donald Trump, the man who just rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange.
I have to say, Time Magazine getting this honor for the second time. I think I like it better this time, actually.
Because... Mr. Trump tells Time he's committed to making sure the FDA does not strip access to abortion pills. He also says he's willing to enlist the military to round up and deport migrants. Time's editor-in-chief says, like him or not, Mr. Trump had the most influence on the news in 2024. He was also named Person of the Year in 2016. The White House says the current president, Joe Biden, is commuting nearly 1,500 sentences in the largest single-day grant of clemency in modern history. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
No one can change it. No one can appeal it. And so it's a good way for an outgoing president to generate some headlines and remind people that, yes, indeed, he's still there.
Mr. Biden will also pardon 39 people convicted of nonviolent crimes. An American has been freed from prison in Syria, and he's spoken exclusively with CBS News near Damascus today. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
A man identifying himself as Missouri native Travis Timmerman has been found on the outskirts of Damascus. He told CBS's Elizabeth Palmer he'd been detained when entering Syria without permission 7 months ago.
The only really bad part was that I couldn't go to the bathroom when I wanted to.
He says he was not maltreated in prison and simply walked out when the doors opened after the Assad regime fell.
A wildfire is still growing in Malibu, California, threatening thousands of homes and other buildings. Thousands of people have been evacuated. The wind-whipped flames are only 7% contained. Correspondent Carter Evans is there.
Nearly 2,000 first responders at local, state, and federal levels are working tirelessly to establish containment lines. Joining the effort is the Community Brigade, a group of more than 40 volunteers in Malibu, including doctors, filmmakers, and even a judge.
Dick Van Dyke and Cher were among the evacuees. What do we want most in a job?
A survey conducted by Branch, a workforce payments platform, finds that flexibility in all its forms, from hours to work-from-home options, has become the most sought-after benefit for hourly workers. The report also underscores a growing demand for flexible payment options. 4 in 5 respondents reported experiencing fluctuations in their weekly pay.
That's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. The Dow is up 2 points, S&P down 16. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, this is Chris Morrow. Have you noticed it's cold out today? Hasn't been this cold since January of earlier this year. Going to stay that way most of the day today with winds gusting over 25 miles per hour. While temperatures may be in the very low teens for a high, wind chills will be well below zero. Make sure you're bundled up. Don't let exposed skin catch frostbite. Things warm up again by the weekend. As you might expect with this cold weather, scammers are getting in on things. They're trying to call people up and convince them to send them money or they're going to have their heat turned off. Simply not true. It's a scam. There's a moratorium on shutting off heat during this time of the year. There's no way authorities will turn it off when temperatures are this cold. You have time to make arrangements. And the cutoff date comes in mid-March. On the topic of electricity, power is pumping out of Paris. We Energy says the 200-megawatt solar operation in Kenosha County now online. The Paris Solar Park has almost 500,000 solar panels that can power about 60,000 homes. Again, it stays cold throughout the day today, the forecast here in moments. And back with more timeless hits. That's an update on news. We do updates twice an hour, top and bottom of the hour, and you can find them on demand at WRJN.com. From the Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow.
The Packers' Luke Musgrave returns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers tight end Luke Musgrave is back at practice after injuring his left ankle against the Vikings late September and finally having surgery about 2 weeks later.
I definitely knew that I hurt it, but we didn't know that it probably needed surgery until after the Rams week.
How's your body feeling now?
Feeling good. Still getting back into it. Still working into the ankle, but body feels good. Been in the weight room a lot, so it's been really good.
Some good news for the Badgers football team. Wide receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind last night and decided to stay at Wisconsin, but both quarterbacks, Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke, have entered the transfer portal. Baseball, the Brewers added two minor league pitchers, Grant Wolfram from the Rangers and Connor Thomas from the Cardinals. Brewers GM Matt Arnold at the winter baseball meetings in Dallas.
We're excited about having Freddy Peralta at the top of our rotation. We had guys like Tobias Myers step up. Really happy with Aaron Civale at the end of last season. There are a lot of different options there. I think we'd certainly be open to adding another starter as well.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny, our high 13 this afternoon. The wind will decrease to about 5 to 15 here by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 30 with scattered showers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
RJN with a grown-up gift list. Another keyword coming in an hour.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride?
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Set me free, why don't you, baby? Get out my life, why don't you, baby? Cause you don't really love me. You just keep me hanging on. You don't.
think you know what I mean. I know you've heard that the woman will soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, that just ain't your lucky dude. You oughta treat her like the lady. The best you can do, you gotta treat her like a lady. She's giving to you all the look and sing. You know what I mean. Oh, you got the lover, teaser. But most of all, you got to be the. You got to hold her, and warn her, and make her feel you'll always need her. You know a woman is sentimental and so easy to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange as it seems, you know you can't treat a woman mean. So my friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. 'Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So actually, I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving to me, Lord, look and see. You know what I mean.
Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. And remember, Paul Harvey steps in with the rest of the story twice daily, 7:25 with Don Rosen every Monday through Friday morning, and then again at 12:05 here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matnair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matnair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
I love a sad day night. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Yeah. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how
local
I
news, timeless hits, and songs about Santa Claus. Here the Beach Boys, WRJN.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so
walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
Timeless Hits, Christmas Classics 2, the grown-up gift list, and let's find out what's going on around the world and up your street. Stuart J. Waddles has the day off in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Chris Morrow.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. Let's take a look at news. It's going to stay cold for a while today. Some of the coldest temperatures since last January have settled over Racine and Kenosha counties. Going to be no more than the low to mid-teens for a high today. If even that, wind chills will stay below zero. You could get frostbite if you're outside for 30 minutes or even less with skin exposed with the high winds and frigid temperatures. One thing to be aware of are scammers that are taking advantage of people who are afraid of losing their power during the cold. There is a moratorium on shutting off electricity during the winter, so if you get a call from somebody saying you owe them money and you owe them now, they're lying to you. They can't turn off your power because of non-payment. Those moratoriums last until mid-spring. Well, while Microsoft is using most of the land, Foxconn's still getting most of the tax credits. A recent state report showing that Foxconn has been approved for almost $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. The report shows just over 1,100 Foxconn people working in the state, and the company spending $24 million in Racine County development. The long-awaited facelift of Reef Point Marina making progress. Over half the docks on the northeast portion of the area have been removed as part of phase one. A special barge with a crane is helping to relocate the old docks to Bell Harbor Marina. They'll store them there temporarily. Once it's done, there'll be new docks, pumping stations, and restrooms. Heading down to Kenosha, the Kenosha Police Department has welcomed a brand new member, Tilly, a 16-week-old Labrador Retriever donated to the department to serve as a therapy dog. An organization called Partners Partners with Paws was created to support officer wellness and make the donation. Tilly starts her therapy dog training early next month. The statement says the initiative is part of efforts to prioritize the mental health of officers in the Kenosha Police Department. That's what's happening in news. We have updates for you at the top and bottom of every hour, or you can get it on demand online at WRJN.com. From the Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It may look pretty outside, but it does not feel like it. With high temperatures today trying to tap 10 degrees, those feisty winds are really making it feel more like 5 to 15 below. Overnight lows bottom out near zero, and for tomorrow, slightly warmer, rising to near 20. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 3 degrees at our studios.
Not
passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby our lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand that?
Hits, WRJN. Early days of the Beatles and the Stones. The Stones were impressed by this song by the Beatles because it had a bluesy harmonica on it.
Love me, do.
local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. More of those on the way on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. Appreciate you being here. Packer football going to happen late Sunday evening. Well, early Sunday evening. Late Sunday. It's the Sunday night game. Going to be a national game against Seattle, and you can hear the whole thing here on WRJN. Brought to you by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Packers here on WRJN.
Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Fades.
Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Day number 8 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. It's the most wonderful time of the year to indulge in holiday sweets. Savor the warmth of freshly baked cobbler straight from the oven, browned with vanilla bean ice cream. Or share the joy of the season with cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Perfect for those winter nights. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just 10 bucks. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Local news, timeless hits, and Johnny Rivers' classic Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. Monday Night Football tonight, Rams in San Francisco to take on the 49ers. Stick around. Minutes from now, another keyword, another chance for you to win a Chula Vista Resort overnight stay in the Dells from WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day's coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Yeah.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken says the government is working to get an American found in Syria back to the U.S. Travis Timmerman from Missouri says he was held for the past 7 months after entering the country on foot. He described conditions as mostly manageable.
There wasn't a hard part. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't bad. I was never beaten. The only really bad part was that I couldn't go to the bathroom when I wanted to.
Timmerman spoke with CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
With no idea that the dictator was gone, Timmerman made up his mind to leave Syria secretly, and he was walking with his head down, sleeping in abandoned houses until he was spotted this morning in an orchard. The State Department says they're aware of reports of an American who's just been released from jail, and they are attempting to provide support.
Time Magazine's Person of the Year rang the opening bell on Wall Street this morning. President-elect Trump.
Thank you very much. This is a great honor, and ringing the bell will be fantastic. And go out and get them. We're with you all the way. Thank you very much. Thank you.
A government report on wholesale prices today indicates a sharp rise last month, 3% over a year earlier. White House calling it the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Biden is pardoning 39 people who he says have shown successful rehabilitation. He's also commuting the sentences of 1,500 people who are serving long prison sentences. Many of them, the president says, would receive lower sentences.